1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, has made her first public remark since his assassination in Utah Wednesday. She says the conservative influencers organization, Turning Point USA, will go on.
Our campus tour this fall will continue. There will be even more tours in the years to come. America Fest here in Phoenix this December will go on. It will be greater than ever. The radio and podcast show that he was so proud of will go on. And in a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever.
She says the evildoers responsible for her husband's death have no idea what they have unleashed. Utah Governor Charlie Cox believes Kirk's murder could be a watershed moment for the country.
Social media is a cancer on our society right now, and I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
Cox says we need to respect others who hold opposing views. Kirk's alleged killer will make his first court appearance Tuesday. President Trump plans to send National Guard troops to Memphis next to help curb crime. He claimed Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and Memphis Democratic Mayor Paul Young support the move, but Young says he didn't ask for the guard in his city.
I don't think it's the way to drive down crime. However, that decision has been made. My commitment is to make sure that we work strategically to ensure that this happens in a way that truly benefits and strengthens our community.
Trump says he still hopes to also send National Guard troops to Chicago, where Democratic leaders have blasted the idea. All rise for Aaron Judge.
The Yankees were playing against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. Aaron Judge at bat.
And Judge rips one out toward left center field. This one headed way back beyond the monster.
Thanks to MLB.com as Judge hits his 47th home run of the season on the second pitch he saw from Red Sox starter Luis Giolito, moving Judge into fourth place on the Yankees' all-time home run list, passing Joe DiMaggio with 362 career long balls. Only Babe Ruth with 659, Mickey Mantle with 536, and Lou Gehrig with 493 are ahead of Judge in franchise home run history. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
In Paris, more than 8 million people have visited Notre Dame Cathedral since it reopened 9 months ago after the devastating fire there. That makes it the most visited attraction in France, ahead of the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower. The cathedral's own two towers are expected to reopen to visitors next week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, some patchy fog, a low around 59. Mostly sunny for Sunday, a high near 80. For Monday, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Mostly sunny with a high near 83 Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Place. Always think I must achieve. stop the madness and the sadness. Spend some time with family and friends. Contemplation, relaxation. Let good music never end. Run cell phones night and day. When they're walking, always talking, they haven't got a thing to say. Children playing, parents saying, never heard about the drone. Electronic, play bluebonnet, they play addictive games alone. Stop the madness and the sadness. Spend some time with family and friends. Contemplation, relaxation. Let the music never end. Contemplation, relaxation, let the music never end. Contemplation, relaxation, let the music never end. Contemplation, relaxation, let the music never end.
Hey, John Gorda and the Gale there, and don't let the music end. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I am Tim Howbolt, the polka guy, keeping you company, and glad you could join us. A lot of good tunes on the way. Hey, it's my birthday just went by here on Friday, so happy birthday to me. Also, Jeff Hines had a birthday also, so happy birthday, Jeff. Yeah, he's the other polka guy on the Wausau radio station. So, yeah, I like to listen to his program also, get some ideas what he plays. I'm sure he listens to my show, too, and figure out, hey, Tim's got something going on here, too. So, yeah. Well, let's continue with some more music here with the Polish Connection, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Pięćdziesiąty numer to nasza kawiarnia. Pięćdziesiąty numer to nasza kawiarnia. A tam w tej kawiarni muzyczka pięknie gra. I tam mój kolega wesoło ześpiewa. I tam mój kolega wesoło ześpiewa. Obróćmy się w koło, bierzmy się za ręce, obrócimy w koło. Przyjaźń ta dziewczyna, co ja z nią tańcuję, co się z nią wykręcę, to ją pocałuję, co się z nią wykręcę, to ją pocałuję. Dziewczyna, czyjaż ona czyja, co się jej czerwieni od korali szyja, co się jej czerwieni od korali szyja. Odprowadziłbym cię, dziewczyno, do domu, lecz nie gadaj mamie, ani też nikomu, lecz nie gadaj mamie, ani też.
нікому.
Music from the Polish Connection for you there, and you betcha. And our polka party continues. Oh, Jeff Hines likes to play Living Next Door to Alice. And we're going to send this one out to him. It's the same song, but it's done by the Dorf Kapelle Orchestra. They're out of Hortonville. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like their version because they talk about Johnsonville, actually. So let's give it a spin here. Happy birthday, Jeff.
She got the word. They said, I suppose that you've heard about Alice. So I rushed to the window and I looked outside. But I could hardly believe my eyes when a big limousine pulled slowly into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Not 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
All right, now that you got it figured out, everybody's got to join in. I mean everybody. And you got to say it as loud as possible.
Well, we grew up together, two kids in a park. We carved our initials deep in the bark, me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high, and just for a moment I caught her eye. And that big limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell?
All right, it's coming back one more time. I want you to say it loud, loud enough to hear it all the way in Johnsonville.
Sally called back and asked how I felt. She said I know just how to help get over Alice. She said now Alice is gone but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years and that big limousine, well, it disappeared. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell's
Alice? Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to my living next door to Alice.
Alice, yeah, and that is the Dorf Kapell Orchestra, you bet. Like that version? I do. Well, let's see. Let's continue here with some more music. And one entitled The Sugar Babies Polka.
Thank you.
Gary Seibert and the band and Sugar Babies Polka. With that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party here on WFHR, the Civic Media Network. You betcha. And we're transmitting on AM 1320, FM 97.5, also on the World Wide Web. Don't forget about that. So we are going to take a little break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long-term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, back with more of the Polka Party right here, WFHR. Hey, I'm going to wish happy birthday one more time to everybody with a toast.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
is the Barn Dance. Yeah, it's a Polish Kid number recorded by Don Graelich and his band. And with that, we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be back with our final segment of the Polka Party right here, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Erica Kirk vows her assassinated husband Charlie's organization, Turning Point USA, will go on.
And in a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever.
She says the evildoers behind his murder have no idea what they've unleashed across the country. Kirk's alleged killer will make his first court appearance in Utah Tuesday. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the assassination could be a turning point for the country.
Social media is a cancer on our society right now, and I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
President Trump will send National Guard troops to Memphis next, even though Democratic Mayor Paul Young says he didn't ask for them.
My commitment is to make sure that we work strategically to ensure that this happens in a way that truly benefits and strengthens our community.
Trump says he'd rather send the troops to Chicago. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, some patchy fog, a low around 59. Mostly sunny for Sunday, a high near 80. For Monday, sunshine, highs in the low 80s. Mostly sunny with a high near 83 Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Polka Party. Yeah. And my birthday has just passed by here just the other day. And I got a tune here that I was just thinking about. It's called Who's Gonna Dance the Polka When We're Old and Gray, huh? So give this a listen.
Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone away? Take a look around you. Think of what I see. the polka when we're old and gray. Took my wife out one night to a polka dance. Thought I'd sing, dance, and smile, even find romance. After dancing for a while, I quickly learned the score. It's no jive, I'm 55 and the youngest on the floor. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone away? Take a look around you, think of what I say. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? They leave the dance floor and not be seen again. So when we get older and dance no longer do, there'll be polka dancing for all of us to view. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone away? Take a look around you, think of what I say. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? You to a polka dance. Friends and neighbors, relatives, they all deserve the chance. When they watch the fun we have, they will surely see why a happy polka dance is where they all should be. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone?
I didn't expect that to fade out so fast. Oh, man, who's gonna dance that polka? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's another tune here. Who the heck is Johnny?
I'm in love with Johnny. I heard my teacher say, she said she really just the other day. How can I believe her, even though I love her true? How can I believe her when she says I love you? Now, who the hell is Johnny? Where did he come from? How could he steal peaches? Am I such a bum? She said she really loved me, that dirty son of a gun. Now, who the hell is Johnny? And where did he come from? Such a dream. The only thing she's missing is the whipping cream. She's bright, she's pretty, and she's really neat. Just to be around her is a special treat. Now, who the hell is Johnny? Where did he come from? How could he steal peaches? Am I such a bum? She said she really loved me, that dirty son of a gun. Now, who the hell is Johnny? And where did he come from? Now you should see my peaches. She is such a dream. The only thing she's missing is the whipping cream. She's bright, she's pretty, she is really neat. Just to be around her is a special treat. Now, who the hell is Johnny? Where did he come from? How could he steal peaches? Am I such a bum? She said she really loved me, that dirty son of a gun. Now, who the hell is Johnny? And where did he come from? We'll be right back.
Who the Hell is Johnny? Yeah, like the tune. That's been around for quite some time. Well, since it was my birthday, and one of my favorite tunes is the Jack Tati Orchestra, and I remember this when I was a kid. That's how old this record is, from like 1963. Summers, yeah, about that. And the tune is called Spicy. One entitled Spicy, one of my favorite tunes, and playing that for my birthday. Mm-hmm. From Jack Tati and the Orchestra. One more here. This is the second cut on the album. It's called Tati's. Tati's Polka.
Thank you.
Taddy's polka. Do like that. Turning our attention now to Frankie Yankovic and the boys, and here's a nice waltz that he does. It's entitled I'm Dreaming Waltz.
I lay in bed at night and feel so all alone. No one to hold me tight or call me on the phone. You say our love has died and you found someone new. I know I should forget, but I'm not over you. I'm dreaming of love that used to be. I'm dreaming that you're still here with me. I'm dreaming, that's all I seem to do. Oh, I'm dreaming 'cause I'm still in love with you. Memories return to fill my mind once more. Wish I'd lock you out when you walked out the door. I vowed I'd be so strong the day you went away. It almost worked, except my heart was in. I'm dreaming of love that used to be. I'm dreaming that you're still here with me. I'm dreaming, that's all I seem to do. Oh, I'm dreaming 'cause I'm still in love.
Frankie Yankovic, I'm Dreaming Waltz. Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you what, we got maybe time for another song here yet. And with the birthday thing going on and a lot of happy birthdays, I'm going to play one here in just a little bit. But right now, it's Play, Play Your Accordion.
Just a boy, I played my music. I dream of the dancing people smiling up at me. But just when I thought I wouldn't make it, when I thought my heart would break, it was my mom and dad who sang this song to me. Start to smile. Play, play.
Każdy dzień dużo słoneczka i niech zdrowie przyjaci.
Hey, we'll send it out to everybody who's having a birthday here in September, huh? Okay, well, with that, we're going to take a little station break again right here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Tim, the Polka Guy, keeping you company. So stick around. We got more to come right here on WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. So be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, back with more tunes. Got time for about two songs, I think. This is the Dummy Model Polka. Bob Mastel out of Minnesota recorded this, and we'll spin one more here and say goodbye.
I'm gonna get a dummy model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear. I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you. Get a dummy model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear.
I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you.
Bernie Roberts and the Broke But Happy Polka. Yeah, we're going to let this band take us out of our program today. Thanks so much for tuning in here to the Polka Party with Tim, the Polka Guy, right here on WFHR. Have yourself a great day and a great weekend, and we'll catch you next time right here on the same channel. 97.5 FM or 112. I don't even know where we are here. 1320. Anyway, have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye for now.
Radio WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Robert Craig from Citizen Action on healthcare cuts, and Jocasta Zamarripa, candidate for Wisconsin Secretary of State.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, delivered a fiery speech last night, 2 days after her husband's assassination in Utah. She vowed to continue the conservative activist's legacy.
The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die.
Kirk's Turning Point USA tour will make its next scheduled appearance at Colorado University next Thursday. Kirk's alleged assassin, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, is due to make his first appearance in a Utah court Tuesday. His father and a pastor convinced him to surrender. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says Kirk's murder could be a turning point for the nation.
I absolutely believe that this is a watershed in American history. The question is, what kind of watershed? That chapter remains to be written. Is this the end?